Tisha B'Av, Tufshin Pei Gimel. 9/11. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of the 11th month, if you count from Tishrei. 9/11. 9/11 is a wake-up call. When the Twin Towers, the two Batei Mikdash, were Nechrav. So Tisha B'Av is a time of his Oirus to wake up and realize something. And I want to touch up a little bit what we have to realize, what we're supposed to wake up and tune into. We'll start with the mashal. There was this king that had a person, a very simple person that lived at the edge of the palace in a little hut, very simple, but always sameach bechelkoi, always meushar, always tzefriden. And this bothered the king. The king felt it annoyed him. Why is this guy so happy? Erhot garnished. What makes him tick? What makes him act the way he does? And it came to a point that the king became obsessed with this, that this bothered him. And he went to his yoyatzim, and one of the yoyatzim said, I have a pitaron, I have a solution. We'll do him magal tishim v'teisha, circuit 99. The king says, what's that? So the yoyatz says, don't worry, I'll explain you what this is. That night, they came into the hut of this fellow, and they put a bag with a lot of golden coins, expensive, valuable golden coins. Even one of these coins was something the person had never seen, never had a shaykhus to. And a whole bunch of them in a bag. The fellow comes home, he sees the bag, opens it up. There's a note. This is for you, a present. He starts counting the coins. He makes stacks of 10, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. His spilus is going, 90, 99. The 10th pile of coins only has 9 coins. Something's missing. There's a coin missing. He opens up the bag, turns it upside down, starts looking under the table, goes outside in the mud, searching for it. For 20 minutes, he's frantic. Where's that last coin? It doesn't stim. There's only 99 coins. He tells his wife, we have a big problem. We're missing that coin. We're going to have to, besides all our jobs now, have to take on extra work and be mishtadel. Hopefully in about 10 years, if we'll really try hard, we'll get that last extra coin. And the next week, the king saw the fellow and he was angry, atzbani, nervous, not calm. And the king said, yes, circuit 99 worked. And he told the yoyatz, thank you very much. Point being, the person got distracted. There's 99, 1, 2, 3, 80, 90, 99. Every one of these is a dover nifla, something that can make an entire change in his life and have him a pecha and he could be beravchus. No, but he's focused. Where's that 100th one? Totally lost in the pursuit of that elusive 100th coin. He lost it. He totally lost it. Klapima dvorim amurim. On Tisha B'Av, a whole year, but certainly on Tisha B'Av, tzipis l'Yeshua, a person has to be mitzapim l'Yeshua. The problem is, we get covered up with a tzipis l'Yeshua is, I need to win the lottery, I need to get a Tesla, I need to have a new house, I need to have this. Everyone with his mishigas, with his thing. But we're so totally enveloped in a pursuit of shtuyot. And Tisha B'Av is a time to be misboinein, to plug in and for a few minutes or for 24 hours or bechlal to shtelavik a buses for the whole year, that we should be misboinen and realize what's important, what's less important, what's not important, and what's important not to be involved in. You know, the Chasam Sofer asks, it's a mavaldike Chasam Sofer. He says, tzipis al Yeshua? Bishleim a boor v'amaretz that doesn't have Torah. So he needs Yeshua. But me, I have the Gemara. Ein lanu shir, rak ha-Torah zois, vos feltmir. Now the question itself is Omer Darshani. Wow. But that's what he asks. And then he says no, because even in Torah, when he says, when I'm learning a sugya, until Mashiach comes, until we have the Shleimus Abri, until we have Beis HaMikdash, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Resecha, Sefeltman in Torah, he was Mitzapel Yeshua to have a Shleimus in Torah. So we have to realize that Tzipis Yeshua has to do that for us. You know, he says that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinom. But the emes is in the oimek, the nekud of sinas chinam is the same thing as the tzipis al Yeshua. If you're involved in your own things, and then you get upset and jealous if someone else has something else, and then it triggers and leads to sinas chinam. But when you're a little bit misroimim, you're a little bit, put yourself on a higher plane, on a higher level, you see the Rabbeinu Shloilam in a different plane, and you see the other person also. Your whole outlook on life is different. And then there's no sinas chinam either. That's what we have to focus on. You could say b'derech drash. We've said this before. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ilav hayoyimav matan Torah kama Yossi ki b'shuka." Rashi says, "Nesrei mamti." Pshat Zazeh, Rabbi Yossi is saying, someone that doesn't have a Hisraimimus like that, so he's only into himself. And when he goes into the Shuk and interacts with Chaim, Shmuel, David, Yanki, Be'etzim, his name is Yossi, this fellow. All he sees is Yossi. What does Yossi have to get from this? Whoever he interacts with, it's always, what does Yossi have to gain from this interaction? Kami Yossi Yikibashuka. Everything he sees is just a mirror image of Yossi. When he's Nisroimim, he's able to see the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's able to also see the other person. So we have to be Mitzapel Yeshua and realize what kind of Yeshua we're looking for. But there's also the Nakuda that literally we have to be Mitzapel Yeshua to mamash feel and have a hargosha that we want Mashiach to come now. You know, someone came once to Rav Moshe Feinstein and he told him that he heard that there's a Parah Aduma somewhere in the Galil. It was born a Parah Aduma. It's a simon that Vaisnes were closer to the Geula. Rav Moshe told him, a Parah Aduma has to be 2 years old. You want to say that we have another 2 years to wait? We want Mashiach already today. Not a remez because there's a Parah Aduma that was born today. That's going to be another 2 years. No, we want even closer than that. You know, in Zichron Moshe, he used to have the Alta Yerushalmi Yidden. They had, you know, they didn't have Kinnis Mefurash. A Kinnis was this little old paper booklet, but they bought a new one every year because as they read the Kinnis, they tore off the pages. We don't need this next year. This is the last year. As they read page after page of Kinnis, straight, they ripped it out, straight into the Shemus. That's a hargosha of mamish being Mitzapel Yeshua that you really think he's coming now. I heard once a story. Someone was by the Kaisel and there was a group of Chinese tourists. And he started explaining to them there used to be a temple with sacrifices, karbonos. So one of the Chinese guys asked him, he says, when is the next time there will be sacrifices in this temple? So the fellow looks at his watch, he says, I don't know, but I hope at 3 o'clock. I hope so. That's the Mitzapim Yeshua. Now when we're misboinen in the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, I want to quote a Lashon of a Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Avelus. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avelus, Perik Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Aleph, about regular Avelus. Al Yiskasha Odom Al Meso Yoyser Midai, Shenemar Al Tifku Lemes, Val Tanudulo, Kloimer Al Yoyser Midai, Shazemen Hogeshel Oilom, Hamitstar Atzmai Al Minoga Oilom, Hareza Tipish. It's a tipshus to be Miss Abel Yoyser Midai. Shiva, Shloishim, Shono, and that's it. It's a tipshus to be Miss Abel Yoyser Midai. But that's an Avelus Proti. On the Avelus of the Churban, it's not a tipshus. We focus it on Tisha B'Av, but it's a whole year. There's a fascinating diuk in the nusach and the minig of the tefillah. The same niggin we say, Elitzioin ve'oreho, is the same niggin that on Musaf of Regolim we say, B'nei ve'ischo kivat chilo. That same niggin, listen to the niggin of the words, it's the same niggin as Elitzioin ve'oreho. B'chol ha'shana, even on the Regolim, we're focusing on that Avelus of Tisha B'Av and what's Choser. Because we have to realize, we said from the Chasam Sofer before, it's Choser us in Torah. But the emes is it's Choser us in everything. Someone asked me, and in all seriousness, and I've heard this question asked before, and there's a very important Nakuda to be Madgish. In Nachem, we say, Ho'ir Hashfuya, Hashfulav, Hashememov, Abzuya. What's haste? Yerushalayim in the past 50, 60 years is bibnia. There's buildings, there's a shiva l'artzenu, there's hundreds and thousands of yidden, and there's keseder, there's cranes building up huge buildings. It's shememo, it's bizuya. But it's so poshut, it's so poshut. Imagine a chasana, a fancy chasana, someone shows up. There's a smorgasbord, and there's all kinds of food, and there's music, and there's flowers, flop, and all kind of tutsa chamaisa. And all of a sudden, everything stops. Was passiert? The chosin ran away. The chosin is not here. The chosin got cold feet. The chosin ran away. So someone between me says, yeah, listen, the food is here already. The chosin is efsher, something. You know, there's a matzav here. 42 kinds of sushi. Yeah, but the chosin is not here. Iker chosin and a sefer is understatement. That's the wake-up call of 9/11. That's the wake-up call of Tisha B'Av. That we should be misboinen and what it means mitzapel Yeshua and be misboinen in what's choser lanu, and then kipshutoi, kolam misabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roya b'simchasa, because we know the Beis Hamikdash was a mashkin. Even an oni that doesn't have the money to pay back, he still deserves. He has to pay, but if he comes and tells the balabais, I need the mashkin, I can't live without it, you return the mashkin to him. Yes, he still owes, but you give him the mashkin back. If you say, and we disclaim, and we say that we need the mashkin back, we will get the mashkin zoyche v'roye b'bni yosef.